You ever used an iPod? They're amazing things. Powerful technology, capable of storing thousands of songs. Capable of storing, if you really are bored, capable of storing every single sermon I've preached yet here at First Sigaville. It's an interesting piece of technology, the iPod. When you put the earphones in your ears, you can't hear a thing outside. When you put them in, it can be somewhat disconcerting. Now I can't even hear myself. Ah, pleasant thought. Indeed, iPods are amazing pieces of technology. And when you go around and you go into, like, let us say, a Walmart with an iPod on and the music in your ears, you can crowd out all of the insanity around you, the noise, the din, the hustle and bustle, the voices, the bad language, the annoying things that come with being in a department store or a Walmart or some other kind of store. Ah, the blessed silence that comes with something like this, the blessed peace. As wonderful as that kind of a piece of technology is, there are other kinds of pieces of technology that are not so wonderful. Like this cell phone. I must admit that, in my opinion, cell phones are the work of the devil. Unless you're a teenage girl, yes. They really are the work of the devil, because not only do they make it possible for people to reach you when they need to reach you, and makes it possible for them to reach you when they don't need to reach you, i.e. all the time. They become a nasty distraction to living. And yet, they can be very helpful. They can literally save your life. And a piece of technology like this, which can provide hours of enjoyment and distraction, can also become a disaster if it so draws your attention away from what you should be doing that you become oblivious to what is going on around you. So often we allow the things of this life, the stuff of this life, to either distract us or weigh us down. We allow the stuff of this life, the things of this life, the cares and concerns of this life, the cares and concerns of business, the cares and concerns of school, the cares and concerns of politics, the cares and concerns of all of the stuff that we do, the cares and concerns of having fun, the cares and concerns of family and friends, the cares and concerns even of church, we allow to get in the way and crowd out the proper time and place to focus in on Christ our Savior. So today, I want to encourage us, today and tomorrow, put all that stuff away, put it aside. Turn off the iPods and stow them, as they tell you on airplanes, stow it for takeoff and landing. Turn off the evil cell phones and allow God to speak to you about the birth of His Son, Jesus Christ. Allow God to speak to you about the birth of He who can change absolutely everything about our lives. Did you hear that reading from Isaiah just a few minutes ago? A part of it I want to repeat here tonight. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. Those two lines right there, the very first part of verse 7, is where I'm going today. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. As the NAS reads, there will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. The image here is of the child promised, the coming Messiah, the coming Savior, the coming Redeemer, the coming Son of God, about whom it is said that authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. About him, it is said, there will be no end to the increase of his government. That's an interesting phrase, government. His authority, his majesty, his reign, his power. His authority is probably a slightly better rendering in terms of meaning here, but literally it says government. His government continually increases. And there shall be endless peace. Not insanity, like iPods and cell phones. Not distractions, but endless peace. That's what we celebrate today. The coming of the government of God on earth and the establishment of endless peace. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, was the proclamation of the angels. This affirmation, this proclamation that we have here tonight that overrides the insanity of the noise and the hustle and bustle of our daily living and the hustle and bustle of our work and the hustle and bustle of our family and friends and the stuff that we do even here in church. This establishment and the growth of his authority, of his kingdom, of his government, and the establishment of endless peace. It's what this day is about. Not all the junk, as I said this morning, not all the junk that goes with getting ready for Christmas, but the establishment of God's endless, never-ending, always increasing, never diminishing peace. My friends, are you ready to experience that peace? Are you ready to open yourself by faith to the grace of God that brings the endless peace and the increase of the government of God over your life? Are you ready to allow God to take authority and power over you? Yesterday at the wrestling match for Wrestlers for Christ, I was interested to watch as the battle waged between opponents and all of the various interesting moves that they do. It's just fascinating to someone like me who's never done it to see what people like you do. And to watch the one who played the Christ child, John Jordan, you know, I don't know how tall he is, come up against the guy who played the character that was the equal of King Herod here. And to watch, it's almost like David and Goliath, to watch him impact, fly from the ropes. If you weren't there, you missed it, friends. Fly from ropes and impact the King Herod character and bring him down. Short, little, powerful guy bringing down great, big Herod character. Establishing His government and His reign and His rulership and, yes, His peace. Sometimes the problems are pretty big, friends. Sometimes the disasters in our life can be really big. Looking at large problems and large bills and tiny resources and negative balances in bank accounts, friends. Indeed, the stuff, the insanity of this life can seem awful large. And the Christ child, the baby Jesus, can seem awfully small. But my friends, great things come in tiny packages. And something greater than this whole world, greater than any problem you can ever face, greater than any disaster that might confront you, greater than any care or concern you might have here tonight, greater than any terror that faces you by day, greater than your bills, greater than your health problems, greater than the IRS, greater than any possible care or concern that you could have, is the Christ child. Amen. Matters not what you face. He can overcome it. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. It matters not what you face, friends. With the Christ child in your life, with God incarnate in your flesh, empowering you and transforming you into the real presence of Jesus for others, with Jesus in your life, there isn't anything you can't face. There isn't any opponent you can't smack down. There isn't any obstacle you can't leap over or blow away. It might seem as though the difficulties are big, the barriers are high, but my friends, with the Christ child, with the increase of His authority, of His government in your life, and indeed with the increase, the endless increase, the endless magnification of His peace in your spirit, my friends, you are greater than any King Herod. Tonight, I want to encourage you, when you come to the table of the Lord, and when you receive the grace that He offers there, the grace of His love and presence, the grace of His power and strength, the grace of His eternal, never-ending, everlasting peace, I want to encourage you, my friends, to take whatever burden, whatever fear, whatever obstacle, whatever King Herod that may be facing you, and give it to Jesus. Release it to the Christ child. For although the problems may seem large and He may seem so little, He can truly overcome any and everything. Oh, you don't know what's facing me. I'd rather just hide in my iPod or in my computer or talk on the phone until it goes away. Sorry. That won't make it go away. That won't bring healing. That won't bring a repair to broken relationships and injured family lives and the fears of the future. There's only one thing. There is only one person. There is only one God to overcome all of our fears and concerns. And it is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Receive Him today. Reach out and receive the grace offered in communion. Allow His real presence to fill and transform you. And leave with Him your fears, your cares, and concerns. Leave it here. And take the Christ child with you. And allow that little powerful bundle of eternity to overcome all the obstacles and empower your life today. Give thanks and praise to God for a merry Christmas. Give thanks and praise to God that the Christ child, who will come again in clouds of glory, came over 2,000 years ago to enter this life and give us eternity.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.